Blog Talk Radio.
Every day a star is born.
You better believe it.
Believe it.
Believe it. Believe it.
Every day a star is born.
Blog Talk Radio.
B-O-T-M.
Hey.
B-O-T-M. My white collar started, seen Ronnie do it. Sweet T and Say too, they came too. Taking their debut in the recession, showing us how to make do. In the middle was heavy, but light on the edge. With Chauncey Gibson, the righteous get fed. Trey Love crying from his heart to the core. On the move with the mind of an entrepreneur. A better tomorrow, we play for fights. Maximize potential, we shape your life. Time ain't never wasted. They got blogs with guided meditations. Rise above it all, at least. Navigating through this Middle East. It's like trying to rollerblade up a hill of grease. The radio media's a Maverick Tudor. With Grandma dripping Don Adams Jr.
Y'all know what it is, man.
E-O.
In the building,
building.
Oh, she's like, hey.
Hey, 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 everybody. Welcome back to EOTM Radio. This is your girl, Carla B, holding the show down with my EOTM family. We got Sweet T, the sassy diva. Queen G is in the house, repping the West Coast. We got my girl, Ronnie, the first lady of GPT, repping the NYC. And, of course, we got the EOTM man, Don EOTM Adams, holding down the show with us tonight, darling. You better believe that we are always happy as ever to be right back here in the house with our friends once again, where we are always striving to encourage, empower, and enlighten your mind. And there's, oh my gosh, speaking of enlightening your mind, y'all, it's been a lot of that over this weekend. Actually, over the week, it's been so much. My mind is just enlightened. What y'all say? What you say? What you say, Rhonda? Okay. Okay. Help. All right, that's fine. Sweet T, tell me something good, girlfriend.
Well, I know my feet are still killing me for all the fun we've been having last week. And just happy to be back in the house with everybody. And
yeah.
I had a ball.
You know what? And you look like a – you said you had a ball because you were, like, at a ball, and you were, like, Little Miss Princess. I thought you were, like – we had, like, Miss USA there. She was gorgeous, but you could have been, like, Miss USA, you know, teen or something because you were just gorgeous.
Well,
so.
Well, you know. I try.
Okay, that's what's up.
What's going on, Shante? Oh, wait, Queen G.
Yeah, get it right. Get it right for Queen G. Get it right. We're going to give Queen G a minute to get on air. Don, what's up? What you think about our first annual Celebrating the Queens in Our Communities event?
Oh, wow. I'm at a loss for words. I think it was a wonderful event. I think it came out really, really well. And I want to send some shouts out. You know, and I meant to say something when I was out there stage, and I wanted to congratulate or at least acknowledge you and Ronnie for the great job, you know, as far as the leadership and as far as the selections that you all made for honorees. I mean, I was really and truly honored to be a part of that, and, you know, I didn't get a chance to do it then, but I'm going to say it now. You know what, hats off to you, Carla, and to you, Ronnie. You guys did an outstanding job.
You know what, I would appreciate it, but, you know, let me just take a I want to just digress a little bit, but, you know, everybody knows that, we, you know, me and Ronnie couldn't have pulled it off without the crew, you know what I'm saying, yourself, you know, Chante, even though she was on the West Coast, she did have a play a part in it, Trey Love, Ronnie, Sweet T, Say Too, you know, everybody, even the online people, you know, as far as, you know, I'm sharing our things on Facebook and blogging and press releases. So, you know, there's no I in team. So, you know, it takes a village. They said it takes a village to raise a child, but it takes a village to of like-minded individuals to pull some things such as these across. I want to really quickly, before we go around the board again and get everybody's thoughts, on the event. I definitely want to take time out and definitely once again congratulate our honorees for receiving the award at our first annual Celebrating the Queens in Our Community. Of course, we want to definitely give some shouts out to Angela P. Moore. She's handles APM Public Relations. She's actually the publicist for the Celebrity Moms, T-Pain's mom, Lil Wayne's mom, and Neo's mom. And their names are Jacinta Carter, H. Lorraine Smith, and Aaliyah Najm. Those were the three celebrity moms. And, of course, we had April Mason, who is an outstanding author and businesswoman, as well as motivational speaker. We had our girl, Kim Toomey, that we honored, a.k.a. the celebrity broker. And, of course, we also honored Tish Davis. She's a small business owner out of Atlanta, and she is the CEO for Elegant Event Sitters. Definitely want to also give some shouts out to the guys and women that performed. Oh my God, you know, because a lot of times it's the artists that really can make the show. And these artists were just phenomenal. We had Ebony Evans, Tony Tatum, Black Diamond, Dante Murray, Yahaloma, Paul Vincent, and let me tell you, they all of them were showstoppers. All of them, and it was just so. I had so many great moments with the artists, but I want to go around the board, and I want to talk about the different artists, Ebony Evans, Tony Tatum, you know, the newcomer, Paul Vincent, that boy who did the acapella right after April Mason. Let's talk about him first, y'all. Sweetie, when he did that acapella song, that gospel song, that blew me away.
Yes, I had to tell him personally. I was, you know, blown away on that. He did a real good job, man. A lot of people can't pull that off, you know. So he did that. He really did good. And, wow, I just wish I could sing. And if I had a choice, I want his voice.
Okay. What you got to say about
him? Don. I know you got a voice, too.
Wait a minute.
I just want to let you know you got a voice, but if I had a choice, I'd take it. But I'd say, well, a person who don't have a voice, I think I'd take anybody's voice who can sing.
I'm going to say it like this. I enjoyed him, too.
Well, I will say this. Shante, you missed out, girl. I wish we could have. I know we got some things videotaped, so when we get it, we'll definitely send it. You will have to definitely check this guy out, Paul Vincent. He was just phenomenal.
Oh, wow.
No, he was really good. He was really good. I mean, he was. And, you know, I'm going to tell y'all something else if I can interrupt real quick, Carl. I apologize. But you know what, y'all? Family, I want to tell you something. His personality is just as great as his performance. And I'm going to leave it at that. He's a great guy all the way around. He really is.
That's what's up. So y'all make sure y'all look up Paul Vincent. You can, he's on Facebook, so go ahead and just type in Paul Vincent. You can listen to some of his music. He also, I believe, has a MySpace page, and Google was a beautiful thing. Just type it in there. What is one of your favorites, Sweet Tea, as far as the performers? One of your favorite?
Wow. You know what? That's a hard question because I really – was digging everybody, you know? That's just really hard for me to say. You'll have to get back on me on that one. I'm going to throw it back at you. What was your favorite part?
Girl, my favorite part. You know, I think my favorite part of the whole thing would have to have been the brunch when we had the, you know, the keynote speaker, April Mason. That was my favorite part, I have to say.
I told
because
you. This, a lot of them was so good.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah,
say it again.
I said she moves me and she touched me. And, you know, it's a lot of people can get on stage and say something and bore you. But, oh, okay, when that person gonna get off stage? But she made me want to listen. So she did that, too.
I need to start doing what she's doing because you're talking about she made you want to listen. That's kind of weird. Weird.
I said, look, you know what? I sat up straight for her. I was sitting up straight.
You know what? Speaking of sitting up straight for people,
I just think it's time for a commercial break. I'm just ready. I just want somebody to love me for me, not because I'm just Heavy D. Hold tight, y'all. Let's listen to some Heavy D. We're going to be back. Hold tight, y'all.
Thank you.
Yo. Welcome back, y'all. Welcome back to the Queens of Internet Radio. This is rapper Carla B. I'm here holding down the show with my girl, Sweet T, the Sassy Diva, Queen G, and Ronnie, the First Lady of GPT, as well as Don EOTM Adams. And if these names aren't rapper names, I don't know what is. Help me out, ladies.
What did you say? If these ain't rapper names.
Yes, girl.
Okay.
We some. I was just remembering back in the day in California. So I think you don't know this part about us, but we were just. Oh my God, we were rappers. But anyways, it's not about us. Let me digress here. I'm sounding like some of the people on the red carpet at the event, making it all about them and stuff. It was so funny because some people like. Oh, it was hilarious, but we had a ball. So I know we talked about the performers and stuff. Oh my God! So, which of the honorees did you like the best, Lee T? Which one of their speeches did you like the best?
As far as
in the evening, yeah, in the evening before.
I can't even pronounce her name right.
Which one was it?
The first one, the song on stage.
Oh,
you're hot mama.
Oh no, I was talking about the people, the woman that won the awards now. But you getting back to the performance, so you did like Ebony Evans' voice?
Yes.
Yes. Oh yeah. Ebony Evans.
Yes.
Getting it.
Oh my goodness, she have an angel voice.
Yeah, she does.
You know, she'll make you want to go in the room and have a baby, make another baby, one of those type of voices, you know.
And did you hear her? Yeah, she does have that sultry voice. Did you hear her, though, because she was singing to her husband. It was beautiful.
Oh.
I almost cried. But she was her husband was in the audience, and she was actually singing to her husband. I thought that was just so great. I'm like, oh, my God, that is love.
That's so romantic, you know, like a Beyonce and JC, huh?
Hello? Can y'all hear me?
Hey, yeah.
I would say that the performance that I liked the most, Paul Vincent was, of course, he was my favorite. But my ultimate favorite would have to be Tony Tatum because for someone to, you know, you can definitely tell that, you know, he got that Keith Sweat kind of flavor because when my boy jumped on the floor and was shaking his legs and started singing, I kept sitting there saying to myself, I was like, I hope don't nobody jump on this boy and just really just turn this thing crazy. But that boy, he can really, you know, I would say between him and Dante, Dante's got that really, like, the way that he sings, he's like one of those singers. You know how when you hear singers, sometimes they shock you because you really don't think, like, you hear him sing in one kind of way and then you all of a sudden you hear him hit this high note. You'd be like, was that him? That's how I felt with Dante. Dante is like those two, they're so funny because their manager just cracked me up. He had me laughing the whole time before from the rehearsal all the way up until they performed. But it was just, they're just so, you know, that you can see the difference between them, you know. And I got a chance to talk to Dante about, you know, him being from, you know, making the band. And he was saying how, you know, he had so much fun when he was doing that, but then, you know, he was getting ready to perform. When he did his sound check, you know, he kind of didn't want to give us too much because he didn't want us to, you know, really hear what all he had. But then when he performed, I told him, I was like, yeah, you one of those sneaky little guys that you don't even know really perform, you know. But he was good. And then I'm going to piggyback off of Sweet T and say what Ebony Evans, that, like, you could really, I didn't know that she, until Carla told me, I didn't know that she was singing to her husband. But I knew she was singing to somebody because the way that she performed is the same way she did her sound check. And just to see someone that's so little, that girl don't look like she aged at all. And then to see someone, exactly, to see someone so small to have such a powerful voice. Like,
right.
I told her today, I was talking to her on Facebook, I was like, I just cannot wait to see all of the things that, you know, is going to come your way, because I was like, you really, like, you did it all. And I, she, you know, she was cracking up. I was like, you know, you did it all. I was like, you were saying he did it all? I said, no, you did it all. Your voice did it all.
Uh-huh.
Loud on that. That was definitely beautiful. Definitely.
What
about the honorees? What did you have a favorite as far as their speeches, their acceptance speeches?
I love Kim Toomey's.
Okay.
April Mason. Both times, mm-hmm. her keynote at the brunch, and then you know her keynote at the her acceptance speech at the gala. And I'm gonna have to call her too because she didn't give me my shoes. I don't know, God, I thought about them shoes, but them shoes were so nice. I wore them shoes so badly. She looked so cute. Like she just looked. I thought I was like, you're just such a little diva. I was like, I just feel like I need to come to your house and raise your closet. You know, but you know, and then I need to do something really quickly because you know I was muted off, so you guys couldn't hear me. I think Carla was blocking me. You know, we talked about that hateration. We talked about that hateration. Dawn, you know, we did a special show about that, you know. But I really want to, you know, take my hat off and really give a really huge, you know, thank you and a big applause to Dawn because for someone to sit up there and work with a sound guy and keep that music rolling, Dawn, you did your thing. Because I know you kept was like, you know, I really ain't trying to do this. And I know, you know, me and Carla stuck you in there, and we just kept saying, yeah, Dawn will handle it, but you really showed that you could really handle it. So thank you so much for, you know, making sure that, you know, everybody's music got played right, making sure we had the right type of jazz, that Miles Davis, we need to get that. But, you know, really thank you for, you know, everything that you did because, you know, I don't know what we would have did without having you up there because, you know, I ain't got skills like that. I can push play. But, you know, stick with me ain't going to really work. I need you to, like, be like, Ronnie, play. You know, I need direction. So, you know, my hat goes off to you for that. Thank you very, you know, very, very much.
Well, I appreciate it, Ronnie. I really do. I appreciate it.
That's a small little really hat, though. Don't get big-headed. You know, you can't afford all of that. Small one.
You're too late for that. You too late. I couldn't get my head in the door when I was coming in.
I bet you could. I know you can't. I don't know. I don't know how you made it. I'm surprised you even had time, you know, to be with us, you know, because I know your head is on, you know, someone else, big-headed, so. He's a mess. I don't know what we're going to do with him. And you know what I want to know, too? You know what I want to know? I want to know how are you done, EOTM, Adams? Like, how you get that? I just need to know that. How you get there? Because I heard you do it on stage, Mr. Don EOTM Adams. I'm just trying to see how you got.
I guess he's like a Mrs. Black Diamond because she's not married, but she's married to the name. And I guess that's
Don
also.
Well, now, I'm going to tell you. See, here's the thing. Y'all have all hogged up the term queen. Now, I'm waiting on y'all to come up with a king. And since it hasn't happened, I have to put it out there as Mr. EOTM Adams. So at the end of the day, I'm not going to entitle myself as y'all's king, but I'm just going to adopt the term Mr. EOTM Adams.
All right. Now go ahead and finish sleeping. I'm just kidding.
You know what? I'm going to give all y'all a raise.
But you know what? I want to give some shouts out to all of our vendors at the brunch and in the evening. They had some great stuff, and maybe you guys can help me with some of the names that I don't have the paper in front of me. But, of course, you know, Girls on the Go with their fine jewelry and accessories. I think all of us were modeling some of their stuff. That's Girls on the Go. We had Red Top Renovations that was in the house. We had, of course, GPT Publicity and Talent. We had EOTM Properties. We had APM Entertainment. I believe that's the company's name, APM Consulting or APM Entertainment. We have them in the house. And then we'll touch on some of the others toward the latter part of the show. But there was some great stuff. Great jury out there, and Clear. Of course, we can't forget Clear. You know, they were one of the major sponsors. And what y'all got to say about our event coordinator, Marcy Stuhl?
Mm.
Let's talk about her. Let's give her some props. Sweetie, you can start that off.
Wow. First of all, she's a very good close friend of mine, and she's not phony. She's real, and she's very kind and helpful, even with people who don't even need, like, they need help, and she likes to volunteer. So she just made everything look so nice. And, like, it was like if you would have seen when we walked in there how I looked it. At first, before and after. I wish we had before and after pictures.
Before she did the, yeah.
Right. Because, honey, when she got done with that, I felt like I was Cinderella.
And that's why you tell me
coming to the ball, all pretty and just she did everything so coordinated and the food was wonderful. I mean, everything was on point. It wasn't no complaints on my end. Cause I'm a real picky eater, so all the food was good. The chicken stuff was tender, seasoned right. It was just good, you know. So that's what I have to say on that.
Anybody else want to touch on the event coordinator, Marcy Store?
Well, I want to say.
Can you hear me?
What? Yeah, go ahead, Shantae.
I as you guys know, I was holding it down on the West Coast. I had some business to handle for EOTM, so I didn't make the event. But I did want to comment that I'm so proud of all of you for putting it down and for honoring those important African-American women, you know what I'm saying? And also, I got the opportunity to see some of the photos from the event, and you guys look so beautiful and handsome, Mr. Don. I gotta say that because he's always messing with us. But you guys looked so awesome. Like you just appeared like queens. I love the tiaras. I love the whole image of the event. And I know this, you guys, hands down from the time that you guys came together for my birthday party, that when EOTM puts it down, we really put it down. And I'm just so proud of you. That's what I wanted to say. And as far as Marcy, just getting to speak with her those couple of times that I got a chance to talk to her, she is really a pleasant person to work with. She definitely has vision. She picked up the vision for this event and just put 100% into it. And when you do that, you know what I'm saying, you can add that to your resume as well as people call you again to help with other events. You know what I mean? You build credible you build credibility. So I'm so thankful for everyone that pulled together on behalf of the event. And again, I held it down on the West Coast. We got a lot of great new shows coming up. And I've been in the grunges just kind of working, you know what I mean, working hard so we can hit everybody with it. But wanted to say that to my EOTM family. You guys, I'm so very, very, very proud of you.
Well, you know what?
And I feel like, you know, we are all a real family. Like, if anybody knows what real family is about, that's what EOTM represents. And that's what I wanted to say.
Wow. Thank you. Wow. You know, so Shantae, I like the way you put that. I know you weren't here for the event, but when y'all noticed when she said, when EOTM puts it down, we do it right, that was perfectly and well said. I want to tell you that was well received. She said, we do it right, and that's right, we as a team.
Okay, everybody's on mute. I guess, somebody scares you guys, huh?
Did you hear what I said?
I understand. Yeah.
Well, I know what I wanted to say about Marcy. I just wanted to say that I didn't like her. I didn't like her at all. Giving her too much credit. Now, I want to say, you know, I want to thank Marcy. I wish she was on the air because, I mean, I know we presented her with a little plaque completely off guard at the event, but I just want to say to her and thank her so much for, you know, being able to be there and have my back, you know, at the event and being able to hold Carla down and, you know, step in ways that I wasn't able to and just able to, you know, because without her, you know, we wouldn't have really been able to do all the things from the centerpieces to the balloons to picking out the food to, you know, the food for the brunch, to making sure decorating the brunch, getting, like, I mean, it was so much little stuff that she did to just put it all together. And I really do, you know, thank her, because, I mean, it takes a big heart to do stuff like that, because, you know, she could have just been like, yeah, I ain't got it, and, you know, whatever y'all get, whatever y'all get. You know, so I really want to say thank you to her. And I'll probably be telling her thank you for, I don't know how long, but I just wanted to say thank you to her.
Well said, well said. Can I comment on that now, Carla B? Yeah, on the event. I think Marcy did an outstanding job as well. You know, I work real closely with her and some of the back, you know, as far as behind the scenes. And I want to tell you this, you know, she's got a lot of great insight. And I can tell you this, you know, she, you know, when she puts her hands on something, you know, it's almost guaranteed check to the bank. You know, that's the impression that I got from her. You know, she's really a dedicated person. You know, it was really a pleasure to work with her. And I'm looking forward to doing it some more, doing it again. Absolute pleasure.
Did you say you're looking forward to 2011? Did I hear you say that? Or?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm not good with numbers. Let me do some math. Yeah, I think it's 11 or 10, one or two.
Speaking of that, I know Bronnie, she wants to drop some news in regards to the 2011 event. I know I'm the put you on the spot type of person. Ronnie, you want to take that?
I know. I got news. I'm like, good. Yeah, I do. I actually want to say that, you know, me and Carla, the next day, that Monday, we started talking about the event for 2011. And we picked a date. It's going to, of course, be in March because, I mean, it is Women History Month, so we got to keep it going. But it's going to be March 4th through the 6th, and it's going to be in New York City, in the Big Apple. So, of course, we're going to have a ball. We're looking at trying to do it actually at the Crown Plaza and some of the things that we're working on right now. I can tell you guys that the Celebrity Moms have been confirmed to come back again next year, and they're actually going to speak and tell us all the things that they're working on, because they have so many different things that they're working on, and we're actually looking at trying to hopefully be able to hopefully do a book signing and some more stuff there, because I know for everyone who may not know that Lorraine, Neil's mom, is going to be is releasing a book soon. So hopefully we can get her to, you know, drop that if it's ready in time at the event. But on that, and then we got so many other different show ideas that we're going to be doing within the Atlanta, New York area. So we really definitely are going to have so much new stuff that we're going to, you know, bring to the table. Thank you, Ms. Carla B., for putting me on the spot. I can't give y'all all... I can give y'all everything right now, because some stuff just got to be a surprise, and some stuff y'all just going to have to wait. But just know that, you know, it's definitely going to be a good event. It's going to be so much fun. You guys are probably going to be tired, so y'all might want to start looking at now coming in early so you can get your rest before the event, you know, so I don't want nobody saying they're tired. Yeah. So that's what I got. Thanks, Carla B.
Well,
yes, ma'am. Say it again.
I said, thanks, Carla B.
Oh, girl, I was knocked off. I didn't hear none of that. Just heard, thanks, Carla B. But it's okay. I can pick it up later.
Carla, I was told to say something to you. You ready?
Yeah.
Somebody called me today. I'm not going to say who it was, but they wanted me to tell you I'm so hood.
Oh, Lord.
Look, Dawn, you know how she like to put me on the spot? I'm going to put her on the spot. So for everybody who don't know, when we went out on Sunday, Carla B let everybody know that she was so hood. Let me tell you. I told you, Dawn, I got jokes for days. Carla B was on the floor saying, I'm so hood. She was, I'm so hood. It was so creepy, Dante. It was so bad. The waitress came up to our table. Carla was like,
yes.
This, what? I was like,
yes.
Wow. So I was like,
yes.
Huh? She was like, what you want? What you want? Yeah, we gonna get you. I got you.
Well, Sweet Tea already know how I do it sometimes. Sweet Tea be, I'm her backup. I beat people down for Sweet Tea. She already know.
This one here, boy. You will not, you go.
Wow.
That's one of those things that go down in the book with you forever. That I'm so good is going in the book for. Because you know how sometimes you don't really want to say stuff because, you know, you're looking at your surroundings. Well, I'm going to tell y'all, if that's how y'all are, don't go out nowhere with Carla. Don't do it. Because Carla, she don't know the word shush. Mm-mm. She just gets loud with it. She gets, like, yeah, she gets loud with it. I will never forget it. Never.
And Ronnie, you know what made it so bad, Ronnie?
What's
she
that?
She was dressed like Cinderella. And she came to the ball. And people were looking at her. And she was so pretty. Oh.
She was pretty, had on a cute little dress, some nice little shoes. We're not even going to talk about her two-step and then, oh, wait, my shoe. We're not going to deal with that. But,
you got whatever.
So cute.
That was my alter ego. I did the Beyonce. You know, that was Sasha.
Oh, my God.
I didn't even tell y'all how she was when me and her had went into the bathroom. Oh, my God. Carla is obsessed. She was like, look at these people. She was like, girl, they just doing stuff all in the bathroom. I was like, Carla, shh. She was so, oh, that was, Sunday night after the event was like, that was the real party because we have a ball. We definitely had a ball. I'm not ready to go out again just so I can get that I'm so hood. Like, that's got to be every time we go out from now on.
Well, you know, I really don't like the hood, though. I kind of warned you guys. I said, I don't want to go in the hood. Please don't take me to the hood. I didn't want it. I was like a werewolf. I knew what would happen. Like, they know when it's a full moon, they're going to be killing people. I knew I could not go to the hood.
So wait a minute. When you went out there, Carla, and you saw the full moon, you changed?
Hey, I couldn't hear. Hey. Something I knew was, it said, I saw something like four letters. It said hood, and I turned.
Oh, man, that's funny.
But, hey,
you know what? I want to say this to all of you guys, though, and none of you in particular, but you know what? And I really mean this. Every last one of you all looked simply gorgeous in your dresses.
That's funny. You said you want to say to everybody, but none in particular.
But none in particular. In other words, I'm not going to single any one lady out. This is a compliment I want you all to receive equally.
Okay.
You know, I know that the celebrity moms, and I hope they're listening, they were simply gorgeous as well. And also, I want to take a hat off to one lady in particular that we haven't mentioned yet, Miss Georgia USA. She was gorgeous.
Oh, yes.
She was very gorgeous, and she also spoke very elegantly. And, you know, I didn't realize that her thing was health care. And that was so inspirational because, you know, African Americans in particular, we're always the last on the health kick. We always come in on the back end of the stick. But she, you know, and to see her stand there as elegantly as she was, and to speak and to talk about health care and health care issues and working out and things that have to do with caring for it and nurturing the body, was very inspirational for me as a man to hear that because that goes back to what I said earlier in yesterday's show, was that, you know what, family. We need our women, and we need our queens. We cannot do it without you. And that's another reason why, like I said before, it was such a pleasure for me to be a part of that event. But with that being said, you all, every last one of you, I'm talking about my EOTM family in particular, you all look very good, very nice in your attire.
I did. Thank you, John, because I did look good. I did. I must say myself, you ain't got to single me. I'll single out myself. I look gorgeous.
Well, see, you know what? Now, see, Ronnie. See, if you're gonna go there with this, Ronnie, I'm gonna have to take the focus off of the. Ronnie, don't get me started.
You know what? Speaking of focus and staying on focus and on track, considering we got about 15 minutes left. Look, we gotta give some props. We gotta give shouts out to the lady who helped put the EOTM Buzzwire together. Basically, almost like 99% solo, Ronnie McAllister, the EOTM Buzzwire. The magazine was phenomenal. First edition for 2010. Just got to give some mad shouts to you, Ronnie, and putting that together.
And so how did that, I mean, I know it was, you took you a minute to do it, and you're doing it by yourself. So tell us a little bit about it. What did it take to put that together?
Oh, my goodness. Patience. It was fun to do because, I mean, it's always fun to, you know, get all of this stuff together. But then it's like the panic sets in when you realize, like, you got, like, a week left and you still ain't get it printed yet. But it was nice because so many people wanted to be in the magazine who couldn't be in the magazine because of the deadline part of it. But it was to see people's face once they saw themselves inside of the magazine. It was really, you know, uplifting to see, you know, to see all of your hard work really, you know, appreciate it. And it was, I mean, it's nothing. I mean, it takes patience because you got to be someone who, you know, first of all, likes the computer. You got to be someone who, you know, likes putting stuff together because, you know, especially if you work with Carla B. Because, you know, she, you know, is, and it's a Gemini thing, and I love it because it's that's how Geminis are. Geminis, you know, we have to be perfect in every sense. Right. And so I always send stuff to Carla and be like, you know, it's like, you know, you send stuff to somebody and then you're like, I really don't want to send it to her because I know she's going to tell me to change it. But that's my partner. You know, I will send stuff to Carla and, you know, she'll be like, yeah, that's okay, but you know what? Can we just change this? And I'd be looking on the end like, no, because I'm done with that page already. And I'd be like, okay. So then I send back. She'd be like, girl, yeah, you did it. And then she hit me with her favorite word. She know it. You're the bomb diggity. And then, you know, you get all excited. But it was nice. I mean, it was so much fun to do, especially because this is the first time that, you know, we really focused on us. On EOTM and, you know, the staff and, you know, putting everybody's vitals on there because I always think that it's really important to have everybody inside of the book. Don't be laughing at her because y'all know she's killing me right now.
It's a parrot.
It's a parrot, man. You know how she do. She got to be all over the place. She's got to be the mascot. She did the same thing when I was doing the magazine. She was the first one to tear up all of the pages. That's the other thing, trying to put it together and having it all over the floor and then having a one-year-old come and spill juice all over the pages and then, you know, you don't know what's on the paper.
Is that what she did? I didn't know she did that.
She spilled a couple of her bottles on the paper. I had them all over the floor. You know, she crumbled up some of the papers, took some of them and ran with them. She's good with hiding stuff. Yeah, but, you know, it's okay because I saved them in a good order, so it was good. But I mean, it was nice, and I'm glad that everybody enjoyed it. I hope everybody got one. Shante, I'm mailing yours out to you, so send me your email address. I mean, your address, so that way I can have it shipped directly to you. I hope, you know, the staff. I know, you know, everybody else enjoyed it because I don't have a single magazine left.
And
it's so funny because, you know, we gave out magazines when we first saw people, and then people wanted more magazines. So, It was nice to see people actually enjoy it. So that lets me know that, you know, our magazine for all of our listeners, the EOTM Buzzwire, is a quarterly magazine that's normally online. This was the first time that we ever printed the magazine because we normally is just strictly online. It's normally on our Queens Internet Radio website. And so we know now that we're probably going to have to print this sucker every single time, because it's in high demand, which we, of course, we love. But it's a quarterly magazine that comes out at, like, spring, summer, fall. We pretty much do it like that. So I already can tell you, Carla, how many calls I got for June with people who want to be, you know, featured. We definitely are going to do something with Miss Georgia USA. She definitely has a lot she's going to bring to the table. I told you I'll stop laughing. She's gonna bring a lot. I want to give a really big shout out to Girls on the Go, because that jewelry that they got, like, I just need her to come to DC for like 2 months, and I just need her to give me something to wear every single day. Like, I don't know if, you know, everybody saw, you know, Carla and Sweet Tea and I think Lady T, and I can't remember who else, you know, actually was wearing their stuff that night, but they really did. I felt so bad for the other vendors, you know, because, you know, they really outdid a lot of people. And I'm just, you know, I'm blunt, so I got to say it, but I'm sorry. But they really got, Carl, I need you just to send me Teresa's number. I just need her on speed dial. So
yeah,
that way,
no,
and I told
she's not. I will never send her to New York to you. Never.
See how you do that? We're supposed to be friends.
No, not like that. Mm-mm. You will have to come here to get that merchandise. Well, she'll definitely come with us in New York, so for the event. So yes, she'll bring her stuff. They'll be there. They'll be there.
You don't need that little purse anymore because you know you don't need it with that dress. So I'm sure I can definitely take it now.
You're so stupid. That's what's up.
But yeah, I can't wait for next year. That's all I can really talk about. I just can't wait for all this wonderful. I tell everybody to stay connected to the BuzzWire because we definitely are going to be featuring a lot of stuff from, you know, everything that we've been doing and everything that we got going on. Everything will be inside of the magazine, so definitely make sure that you subscribe to the magazine and that you stay connected because it's definitely going to be your source.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And really quickly, we got about 13 minutes left, but I want to announce that we are now accepting music in all genres. And in order to send your music in, we are requesting an MP3 of radio edited along with a brief bio and a couple headshots, a couple meaning more than two. It could be two or more. Definitely send in more than one. But, yeah, send that to marketing@queensofinternetradio.com. We're starting a new urban radio show. And definitely stay tuned because EOTM Radio is looking. So we're doing a big launch. So we're moving. Our radio site is actually moving. And I'm not going to say where yet because it's going to be a really, really big surprise. So make sure you stay tuned. And you want to send in all of your music because this is going to be, you know, national, and it's going to be syndicated. So you want to make sure you do that. So we need your MP3s, your music in all genres. Hey, we're going to take some rock also. And you want to send in the MP3 along with a brief bio and a headshot. Send that to marketing@queensofinternetradio.com. And also, we just launched a press release yesterday. I don't know if you guys seen it, but we are looking for a new radio talk show host. And I'll say this really quickly. EOTM Radio and Media is set to become a breeding ground for new and emerging talent, giving our existing radio personalities and future signees a key show in which to work and share their visions. So if you're looking to get into radio, if you have a vision and you have some great ideas that you want to be able to get out there, hey, you never know. Hit us up because you might just be EOTM's newest talent. This talent will front EOTM Radio's hottest new shows for 2010 and 2011. So basically what we're needing with that is we're needing an MP3 with like your voice or voiceovers. We need a brief bio. We need your IMDb resume and at least two headshots. So, and you want to send that to the same email address, marketing@queensofinternetradio.com. We're looking to make a choice by April 1st, and then the first show will launch on April 11th. So you want to get into radio. If you're already in the entertainment industry and you're doing some stuff out there, we definitely want to talk to you. And we will also entertain speaking with newbie individuals that are looking to get into the radio industry, even interns. But your personality has to be strong, and it has to be able to work with us here on EOTM Radio. We don't need no soft mugs because you might get your feelings hurt. So definitely you want to send your stuff in to marketing@queensofinternetradio.com. And I'm sorry, y'all. I guess the hood is still in me a little bit, so I'm going to get nice. I promise. Damn, I'm going to scare everybody away. All righty. Well, on that note, since I scared everybody away, let me go ahead and change it.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I think I did, but I'm going to change the tone a little bit. And I'm gonna give the host the opportunity to take a deep breath and come back in 3 minutes
and then regrouping. You got 7 minutes to talk, but right now let's go ahead and put on some Ice Cube. It was a good day, and this is my apologies to you guys. Hold tight, y'all. We'll be right back.
I thank God. I don't know, but today seems kinda odd. No barking from the dog, no small. And mama cooked the breakfast with no call. I got my grub on, but didn't dig out. Finally got a call from a girl I wanna dig out. Hooked it up for later as I hit the dough. Thinking, will I live another 24? I gotta go, cause I got me a drop top. And if I hit the switch, I can make the ass drop. Had to stop at a red light, looking in my mirror, not a jacket in sight, and everything is alright. I got a beat from Kim, and she could do it all night. Called up the homies and I'm asking y'all, which part are y'all playing basketball? Get me on the court and I'm troubled. Last week messed around and got a triple-double. Freaking brothers every way like MJ. I can't believe today was a good day. Brother's direction as I ran the intersection. Went to show dog's house, they was watching UMTV rap. What's the hat on the crap? Shake 'em up, shake 'em up, shake 'em up, shake 'em. Roll 'em in a circle of homies and watch me break 'em with the 7. 7-Eleven, 7-Eleven, 7 even back though, little Joe. Picked up the cash flow, then we played phone, and I'm yelling domino. Plus, nobody I know. Today was a good day.
On another day, chasing the losers away. On another day, chasing the losers away.
Left my homie's house pay. Picked up a girl, been trying to do since the 12th grade. It's ironic. I had the blue, she has the chronic. The Lakers beat the Supersonics. Killed Uncle Nanny, and my Jimmy runs deep, so deep, so deep, put her butt to sleep. Woke her up around 1, she didn't hesitate to call Ice Cube for Top Gun. Drove her to the pad and I'm coasting, took another sip of the potion, hit the 3-wheel motion. I was glad everything had worked out, dropped her butt off and then chirped out. Today was like one of those fly dreams. Didn't even see a very flashing old high beam. No helicopter looking for the murder. 2 in the morning, got the fat burger. Even saw the lights of the Goodyear blimp, and it red Ice Cube was pimp. Drunk as hell, but no throwing up. Halfway home, and my page is still blowing up. Today I didn't even have to use my AK. I gotta say it was a good day.
Welcome back, y'all, to the Queens Internet Radio. It's our recap for our first annual Celebrating the Queens in our communities, and we have about 5 minutes left, but I want to really quickly go ahead and put out there and give a special thanks to all of our vendors, all of our sponsors for our event. I want to thank Clear, Cinderella Closet, Girls on the Go, Red Top Renovations, EOTM Properties, The Elixir Agency, RG's Cafe, Gemini Publicity and Talent, Edge Light Entertainment, APM Public Relations, and, of course, the Highland Ballroom, which is where we had our event. Ronnie, did you want to have last words?
Yeah, I got some last words. Dawn, I'm going to get you. That's all I'm going to say is that I'm going to get you, okay? I'm going to get you. And you know why. I'm going to get you. Yeah, I'm going to get you. I got you. I got you. Remember, it's my turn next. That's all I'm going to say. That's my last moment.
Right
here. I got you, Dawn. I got you. I'm going off.
You might be able to do that Friday. If Carla Bill let me tell you what the show is going to be about Friday, you might be able to do that Friday.
Okay, go ahead and get your shout out real quick.
Okay, thank you. Real fast. Are black women really angry? Are black women really angry? This Friday show on the Dawn Adams, Dawn EOTM Adams show is going to be dedicated to my black queens out there. And what I want to tell you is, are black women angry or is it anger? Well, wait a minute. Before y'all get excited, I want you to know that I understand a lot of you all have been misunderstood, misquoted, mishandled. I said mishandled and misrepresented throughout history. Well, we're going to try to correct some of that on Friday night. Me and my new beautiful co-host, Sweet T, the Sassy Diva, are going to tackle this issue head on. I want everybody to call in Friday night.
All right, that's what's up. We got a few minutes left. Sweet T or Shantae, you guys have any last words?
Yes, this is Queen Z. I look forward, you guys, to the rest of the shows, new shows of 2010. I'm speaking into it ahead. But, oh, my God, we are going to have such a blast. And, again, I'm so happy to be a part of this EOTM team, and I look forward to bringing in good subject matter to the show.
And that's what's up. Thanks so much. Thanks, Shantae. Sweetie, what's good with you?
Just want to say I enjoyed myself this evening, and everything was perfect as far as the event and everything. And just want to say good night to everyone.
That's what's up. Good night, boo-boo. Love you. I want to definitely also congratulate you again, Sweet T, on co-hosting the new show. Dawn is so excited about that. I want to go ahead and end our show with a motivational quote, and that is this. It demands great spiritual resilience not to hate hater whose foot is on your neck, and an even greater miracle of perception and clarity not to teach your children to hate. Marinate on that, friends. Don't hate. Let's just all get along. And if you do hate, hate on, partners. Anyway, y'all. Marinate on that. You know I'm crazy. Love you guys to death. Peace and blessings.
Hi, and welcome to your Black Money Minute, presented to you by BlackMoneyMatters.com.
You know, when two people decide to get married, it's a pretty exciting time, but it also brings up a lot of hard questions. One of these questions is, how exactly are you and your spouse-to-be going to merge your money? The first step in doing this is to start discussing your financial goals. A good exercise to get this going is for each partner to make a list of his or her short-term goals, like paying off a credit card, getting a new car, or even going on a vacation. Then begin to list your long-term goals, like retirement or having a baby. From there, you should be able to determine which of these goals are a priority to both of you. Then, once you've identified these goals, you can focus your energy on achieving them. This is Gil Michelle.
That was your Black Money Minute, presented to you by BlackMoneyMatters.com. To get more information and receive our free newsletter, visit BlackMoneyMatters.com.
Finding all this, a dozen roses, which I would give to you.